speaker, Brother Skippy Norman. Sermon title, Give Thanks to God in All Circumstances. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18. Scripture reader, Greg Shriver. Presiding at the Lord's table, Jerry White and Wiley Edwards. Closing prayer, Charles Hopkins, Jr. Correct. Would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Father, we're thankful for this time you've given us to assemble for our worship service and for every opportunity that we have to serve thee. We ask our blessings, Father, upon everyone who is here today, to bless them, Father, in a special way, as well as those who had a desire to be here this morning but were unable. Be with us now, Father, in this service unto thee. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Song is 469. 469. Here we are, a straying pilgrim. Here our path is often dim. But good cheer us on our journey still. We sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver, let it all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary, on the hills that throng our way, here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver, that is all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver, blessed is all our longing eyes.
For opening prayers, turn over to 475.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one accord sing praises to Christ the Lord. Let us all unite in song to praise Him all day long. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Please reveal your will for me so I can serve you for eternity. Use my life in every way. Take hold of it today. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me.
Would you bow with me in prayer? Our Father God in heaven, our Lord, we so humbly bow before thy mighty throne this morning, Father. Lord, we're just thankful for our health and strength, Father, that all of us here in attendance, Lord, we could rise up out of our beds this morning, Father. We could openly assemble together, Father, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth here this morning, Lord. Our Father, we're so thankful for our congregation here, Father. We're thankful for our elders, our deacon, our preacher, all of our teachers, Father, all those that help to serve thee, Father. We may not all have an official title, Lord, but we know that it takes all members of the body to act as one in order to have a fully functioning body, Father. And we're thankful for all the work that goes on in order that we can worship thee here, Father, and help to serve the community here, Lord. Our Father, at this time, we're also thankful for our country, Father. We're thankful that we live in a place that we can openly assemble to worship thee, that we can openly preach thy gospel, try to bring others to thee, Father, become members of thy kingdom. And we pray, Father, that our country would always have that ability, Father, that we might always be able to worship thee, and that we might always be able to act as a missionary, Father, to try to bring other lost souls unto thee in thy kingdom, Father. Lord, we're also mindful for the world that we live in, Father. We pray that all things might work for peace, Father, that we can end fighting and disease, and that we'd all across the world, Father, look to thee, Father, for wisdom, for guidance, so a lot of these problems that we're facing might be brought to a resolution, Lord. Our Father, at this time, we're also mindful of all those that have been mentioned as being sick, Lord. All those that we've got listed on our prayer list, Father, we pray that we know that you are the great physician, Father, and know how each of these individuals stand in need, Lord, and we pray that no matter what's ailing them, Father, if they're physical problems or mental or emotional, or as we all might face from time to time, Father, spiritual tribulations, Father, we pray that you'd bless each and all as they stand in need, Father, and that if it be your will, you might grant unto them the things that they need to be restored to normal health and strength, Father. Our Lord, we're also thankful for all the many blessings of life that you've given each and every one of us, Father. We know that all things flow from thee, Father, and we pray that you'd help us to remember that as we go about our lives on a day-to-day basis. And Lord, we're most of all thankful for your grace and mercy and love, Father, the grace, mercy, and love that sent your only Son down upon this earth to live the perfect life that he did, Father, set the example that he gave us, become that perfect Lamb of God who, through crucifixion, shed his blood, and that blood which cleanses us, Father, from all unrighteousness if we obey thy gospel and then remain faithful to it, Father. And Lord, we're so thankful for Christ Jesus, Father, for his sacrifice for us. And we pray, Father, that as we go about our lives, that the things that we do and the words that we say, the lives that we lead, Father, would be a reflection of our thankfulness for Christ Jesus. And Father, as we continue with our worship this morning, Lord, we pray that you bless our brother Norman with a good remembrance, Father, of the things that he's going to present to us this morning, Father. We pray, Father, we'd open up our hearts, Father, that we might hear the words from thy gospel, Father. We might be able to be encouraged from them, strengthened from them, and ultimately be a better and stronger Christian from them, Father. Lord, we ask that you just continue to bless each and every one of us here, Father, that you'd continue to wrap us in your arms, Lord, that you'd forgive us of those areas that we've sinned and fallen short of thy glory, Father, as we repent from them and turn away from those things, Father. and that you'd continue to watch over all of us, Father, and be with us throughout the further exercise of our worship here this morning, Lord. And we ask these and all things, Lord, in the name of thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Before partaking of the communion service, let's sing number 480.
I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. God be and haunt me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is through him. He won me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing. I made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. I then obeyed his blessed garment and gained the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and fought me with his redeeming blood. He got me and I knew him, and all my love is blind me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angel singing and your redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is through him. He wants me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Clear our minds now as we gather around the table. And let's think upon that day when Christ died on the cross on our behalf, how he gave his flesh, raw, bloody, beaten, and how he gave his blood that it might be shed for us, that it may cleanse us from every sin. As we think upon these thoughts, let's bow in prayer as we thank Him for rising again and having us redeemed. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank You for the blessings that You've given to us. But most of all, Father, we thank You that we're able to commune with You in this way, to be able to remember You each and every Sunday, to be able to remember Your Son's body on that cross. Father, we thank You that He gave so much of Himself for us that we can never be worthy of such a wonderful gift. As we partake of the bread now, we ask that You take our minds back to that day. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let us bow and give thanks for the fruit of the vine. O humble Father, we have thanksgiving in our heart that on this first day of the week, we can remember the old rugged cross that made a difference in our life. Thanking You, Father, so greatly for the precious blood of Christ Jesus that was shed for many, for the remission of our sins. We thank You, Father, that we can give You praise, we can give You honor and glory in His memory. For it is in His name we thank You. Amen.
Has everyone had a chance to be served the Lord's Supper? Carrying on, we also have the opportunity to give back as we've been prospered. It also helps to carry on the work of the kingdom of our Lord. But more than that, it also shows our love and our commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ and the work that He does to help us carry on his word in our community and around the world. As we bow in prayer, let's thank Him for the blessings that we have. Father, we thank You that we're able to look into our hearts look into our minds, look into our wallets as we give back to you. We ask that as we give back to you, we do it not grudgingly, but with thankfulness and with love. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please mark number 479. 479, I'll do the song after the lesson this morning. And before the lesson in our scripture reading, let's sing right across the page. 478.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the gale strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Pass into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm in the Savior's love. It is safely moored, will the storm will set, with well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cable passed from his heart to mine, can defile the blessed through strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Passing to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore, with the storms of past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm in the Savior's love. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure.
preacher, while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
This morning's scripture reading will be from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that's verses 16 through 18. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And now, Brother Skippy.
Just want to say good morning. Truly God has spared our lives just one more time to be able to come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see those who are here. If you're visiting with us, not only in person but through our conference call, we just want to welcome you to our services on this morning. Just want to solicit your prayers. We'll be traveling this week to attend our granddaughter's graduation in Little Rock, Arkansas. Just pray for safe travel there and back. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day and for your blessings, this opportunity that you have given us to once again assemble ourselves together this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for your word that we're about to partake of this time. Pray that we just clear our mind, that we focus on the things that you would have us to be and have us to do. Just pray, Heavenly Father, at the conclusion of this message, there'll be things that we've fallen short of. Give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Give me your word, the things that I say. You get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On last week, we looked at the subject, Are You Thankful? And we realized that if you're going to be thankful, you got to know what you are full of. Because if you don't know what you're full of, then you can fill that with busyness and all other things that take away from being full of God. We looked at to be thankful that we must leave the crowd. We looked in Luke chapter 17 on last week. In other words, if you're going to be full, you got to distance yourself from the thankless. And then we looked at to be thankful, you got to be willing to stop. Stop on your journey and to realize what God has done and is doing for you in your lives. And then we concluded by saying thankfulness must invade our language before it invades our lives. In other words, our mouth ought come his way. As a matter of fact, when he wrote these words, he was sitting in prison. And how through all that Paul went through, how did he continue to live a life that defines thankfulness to God? How can we who sit here today in the midst of personal, professional, and national turmoil turn our lives into the same kind of testimony? Paul says, rejoice always. And I believe what Paul meant here was to make happiness your habit. Let me tell you something. I've come to believe very strongly, and that is happiness is a decision we make and not just a feeling we experience. See, there are four things that happy people do that unhappy people miss. Happy people choose to focus on the positives and not the negatives of life. Happy people take lemons and make lemonade. They find a way to turn negatives into positives. Happy people look for the best in the world around them. And often you will find exactly what you're looking for. Happy people are thankful for what they have and not focus on what they want. And so develop a habit of happiness. You will find more to be thankful for in your life. And so in verse 17, he goes on and he says, not only rejoice, but you pray without ceasing. In other words, since we are in need of something every moment, we should pray for help every moment. You need strength. You need to pray for it. Lord, help me with my attitude. Pray for it. There's something that's happening every moment that you need to be praying, asking God to help you. But then he says, give thanks to God in all circumstances. God wants us to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, these two words, all circumstances, make this directive from the Lord tough. Well, why is that? Because it would be easy if it just said in some circumstances. It would be easy, you can say, in good things. But no, he says, in all circumstances. He did not say it would be easy. He did not say that we will always feel like it. But he said it's God's will that we give thanks to him in all things. And we often see God doing most powerful works in our lives when we are most uncomfortable. When we are uncomfortable, we see how God works in our lives. And so there are four reasons that we should give thanks to God in all circumstances. Well, first of all, when you and I are giving thanks to God, we are telling God that we are aware of his continual presence. The truth is this, is that God wants us aware of his presence in our lives all of the time. There are times when we simply forget that God is with us. It could be in good times as well as bad times. But sometimes we get so caught up in the good things of life that we forget that God is with us. Sometimes we allow bad circumstances to blind us of this truth. When things become difficult, we sometimes question, where is God? When the storm clouds of life darken your sky so that you can't see the S-O-N light, you need to remember that He's still present. Even if you see no evidence of His presence. But then, when giving thanks to God, we are announcing to God that we are dependent on Him. When we are thanking God, we are acknowledging that God is the source of our blessings. When we are thanking Him, we are acknowledging our absolute dependency on Him. It's an act of submission on our part to thank Him for all things. And what we are saying is this. We are saying, God, we need You to help us make it through this difficult time in our lives. Lord, we need You to give us the strength to make it. We can't make it on our own. And so we are forever dependent, Lord, on Your strength and Your guidance to make it through life. But then when we are giving thanks to God for all things, we are saying, God, we trust You. We trust You. When I'm thanking God, I am expressing my trust in Him. In other words, we say, Lord, I'm not sure I understand what I'm going through. But I'm going to trust You with the outcome of this situation. That's letting You know that, hey, I trust You, God. You know what I'm going through. You know what I'm experiencing. And I trust You, Lord, for the outcome. See, there's much about life that you and I do not understand. But when we give thanks to God during those times of little understanding, we are placing our trust in Almighty God. And then there's the fourth reason, is that when we're giving thanks to God, we are telling God that we understand what He is doing in our lives. We may not understand what we're going through. We may not understand life's problems. But we can understand that whatever it is going on in our lives, God, You are in control. God, You are working in our lives to accomplish something. When we give thanks to God, we are acknowledging our dependency on Him. We are trusting in Him. And oftentimes in the midst of this, we get a glimpse of what God is doing in our lives. And so when we are going through a difficult time, when we continue to place our trust in God, do you not know it ought to strengthen your relationship with God? It ought to make you more stronger to realize that God brought me through before, God, I trust you, and I know that if it's your will, you'll bring me through again. Be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you don't deliver me, I'm still going to trust you. I'm still going to hold on to you. And so he told the king, we're not going to bow down. Don't bow down to your circumstances. Don't give in to what you're going through. Trust God. God will bring you through. We also discover that our peace is not found in the absence of difficulty. Now, I want y'all to hear this. Our peace is not found in the absence of difficulty, but our peace is found in the strength we have from our relationship to Him. That's why he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, I'm meek and lowly in heart, you shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. So our peace comes from the presence of Christ in our lives. You know, many of us have discovered that the wisest thing that we can do during difficult times is to keep our focus on Christ. That's the wisest thing. Stay focused, not on the circumstances, but stay focused on Christ. Not only is God strengthening our relationship with Him, but He's also building character in us. In other words, God is producing within us the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is more interested in our character than he is with our selfish comfort. God wants us to be Christ-like in our lives. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like. But then from this text, we should pray with thanksgiving because God is working in our lives and through our circumstances. See, this is what I find beautiful about the Word of God. And that is that God's Word is a guidebook for all of our lives. We do an injustice to what God wants us to know when we become satisfied with only learning a few select passages and call ourselves Bible scholars. God wants us to understand the entire counsel of His Word. Everything in this book is there for a specific purpose. What is that purpose? First of all, God works in all things to bring about good. In 1 Thessalonians again, 5:18, this is the will of God that you give thanks in all things. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 20, God's will that we give thanks. And then we see in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We love to hear Paul use the words all things. Because in this passage we learn that God is at work in all things to bring about good. And so here's the key. Here is the key. The key is, if I'm going to be able to thank God for all things, then I need to be able to see God in all things. Are y'all with me? If I'm going to be thanking Him for all things, then I need to see Him in all things. Because if I do not see Him in all things, I'm not going to be thanking God in all things. That makes sense? So I need to see Him. Because the key to being able to thank God in all things is to understand that God is working in the painful situations of life to bring about good. And what we need to understand, yes, we quote Romans 8 and 28. Yes, we quote that a lot, but we need to know and understand the context of this scripture. When he says that all things work together for good, he's talking about eternal good as well as temporal good. We need to understand that the work that God is doing in our lives is for our eternal good and not just our temporal good. And so the reason that most of us struggles with the painful experiences of life is because we do not understand this truth. That God is working not only for our temporal good, but for our eternal good. And so we fail to understand that our light afflictions is just but for a moment. And so it works for us far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17. The suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which is to be revealed in us. And so we have no problem believing God's involvement in our life during the good times. But the Bible teaches us that God is involved in all areas of our lives. We are not here, church, by happenstance. No, no, no. The events of our life do not happen by chance. God is actively involved in our life, and the purpose of His involvement is to bring about good. That's the purpose. And if you don't believe that God is actively involved in all areas of your life, then you will not be thankful for long. You got to realize that. And so these three verses that we just looked at, 16, 17, and 18 of 1 Thessalonians 5, they link up beautiful to teach us a wonderful truth. And that is, I am to be thankful in all things. Why? Because my God, who is in charge of my life, is causing all things to work together for my good. So whether I feel like it or not, whether I understand it or not, whether I can comprehend what is God up to or not, I can still give thanks. Why? Because God is up to something good, no matter what. Then, as I begin to close, God works in all things in our lives to bring about His purpose. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 11. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Let's put all these things together. We are to thank God for all things. God is working all things together for our good. It says here, in another translation, He is working out everything in conformity to His will. So what can we learn? Here it is. What we need to learn is that when I lay my head down to sleep at night, I can sleep well at night knowing that God is working in my life to achieve His will. See, it's no need for me to stay up with God. God got it. And knowing that God got it, I can sleep good at night. And it does not matter if it's good. It does not matter if it's bad. God will achieve His will through it if we submit to His will. And I can either submit to God's will and get better, or I can get bitter and hostile. God works in our lives, y'all, and here is the ultimate thing, to bring us all to salvation. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. But watch this. This is something you ought to be thankful for. But He's long-suffering. You ought to be glad this morning that we serve a long-suffering God, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 through 14, he says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Why should I do it? Because of the fact I'm looking for something. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He may redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. I don't know about you, but God is good. He's good not some of the time, but all the time. My God is good. And God desires is that all people come to repentance or salvation. God is working. He's working in the lives of men, women, boys, and girls, young and old, to bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Be thankful. Be thankful in all circumstances. For this is the will of God. If you're here this morning, not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard the word. Believe it to be true, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. The Lord would add you to his church. The church he set up on his rock I build, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church that he purchased with his own precious blood. The church he's coming back for is not going to have any spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it's going to be holy and without blemish. Then you be faithful. Be faithful unto death, and you receive a crown of life. If you're here this morning, maybe you have not been thankful in all things. Now is the time to thank God for what he has done in your life, what he's doing in your life, and what he will do in your life. Come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Only in thee, O Savior mine, dwelleth my soul in peace divine. He set the world, though all combined, never can take from me. Pleasures of earth, fail at the last, my longing to me. Only in thee my bliss is complete. Only, dear Lord, in thee. Only in thee, our radiant bright, shines like a beacon in the night, guiding my pilgrim bark aright over life's reckless sea. Only in thee, when troubles molest, when with temptation I am oppressed, there is a sweet pavilion of rest. Holy dear Lord, in thee, only in thee, dear Savior slain, losing thy life, my own to gain. Trusting thine cleanse from every stain, thou art my only plea. Only in thee my heart will be thine, till in that land where cometh no night, faith will be lost in heavenly sight. Only dear Lord,
Amen.